Let's go to Mr. Farkas, probably related to Mr. Findern, in Pennsylvania. He was the victim of child molestation. Mr. Farkas, hello.
Yeah, what I wanted to say was when this happened to me when I was a young child.
How old were you?
There was at least, well, I'm well above adulthood now.
How old were you?
It's very difficult to say because the whole thing is a blur to me.
That's what a lot of the people said, a lot of the victims said. They didn't.
Right. It's just a blur. It's really hard for me to get specific, but I do know that there was a couple of adults who did know what was going on and didn't step in. And I think that really, going back to when I was a child, people didn't know what to do.
Who, you know, without being too graphic or specifics, we don't want to embarrass anybody, but in your circle, like, who could know about that?
Well, I think people who really did not want to get involved.
But I'm saying what?
They knew that this guy was a pedophile. They knew that there was things going on. And rather than them get in the middle of anything, they let it go on. I literally went through counseling over this. And when years later I said, should I report this? And really the counselor said to me, you know, how old is this person? I said, well, he's probably old and feeble. But I think the real thing that prevented me from stepping forward, and even to this day prevents me from stepping forward, is people get confused about how a pedophile operates. And really, he took advantage of me for some time. And really, you know, if I bring that story up, I have brought it up to at least to my wife. I've talked to her about this, but I talked to a fiance, and she, you know, the wedding was off. You know, well, how could you let this happen?
Wow.
And basically, I think that that's the type of fear that people who are sexually abused or being mistreated by an adult when they're young.
All the more reason why adults who know about it have to step in.
And especially because in the grand jury testimony, they were saying that they asked a few of the witnesses, a couple of the kids, how come the mother said, why didn't you say anything? This kid was abused at about 11.
The kid's confused. He thinks it's his fault. He's afraid of getting someone else in trouble,
Den, when he was 15, he comes to his mother and he goes, how do I get on a website about sex weirdos? Now, he's clearly asking for help. She goes, right. What are you talking about? He admits the whole thing. And she says, why didn't you tell him stop? And he says, you don't understand. You don't tell him no. You can't tell him no.
I think, too, that a lot of times with children, and when I hear this is, you know, I think one of the reasons why I had to go to counseling is that I was so afraid that when people heard this from me, that they would look at me and say, well, you're a pedophile. Now.
Right.
When the numbers don't really, I had to do a lot of soul searching myself.
I never thought
of
that.
But really, the thing that the most
right.
is, how can you let this go on? How did you let this go on? And really, when you don't know better and you're afraid to say anything, it goes on. And I really feel for, like, Joe Paterno, not because I'm a huge fan or anything, but because I think that if I were put in his place and somebody came to me with that, I might not know what to do neither. Even
right.
as a victim,
right.
when people talk about this issue, it's still very sensitive to me, and I get a very sick feeling in my stomach because the prejudices of this is like saying that a woman wanted to be raped at knife point.
Right.
And really, that's some of the things I think that people do not step forward with, is because they're afraid that their own masculinity, their own sexuality, their own peace of mind will become in danger because nobody will trust you around their children. Nobody will consider you a whole
like
human being.
Right,
and
you're infected with it. Just by association,
sure,
you're infected with it.
Really, I think one other thing that I wanted to say is the furthest thing from my mind in any realm of thinking or any deep crevice of my soul is, how could you do this to another person? You know, how could this guy have done this to me? But more so, I am so sensitive to that I don't even look at children in any other way than very special people that need to be protected, right?
And do you have children of your own?
No, I do not.
Was this was a person close to you, an uncle, a family member, a coach, something like that?
No, it was just someone in the neighborhood that I think everybody knew about. Everybody knew what was going on, but nobody said a word about it. And really was a little bit demented, I would think, to say there was definitely some mental deficiency there, but later on in life, I thought, should I go forward? Should I say something? And, you know, how about he's still abusing somebody else? And I had to live in my own skin and say, you know what? society just doesn't like to hear these kind of stories from people like me, and there's a prejudice that exists. And I literally went to counseling and said, what should I do here? And the counselor told me, you have to do whatever
is right for you. Wow.
Right. And we... I think that, you know, when I hear this thing about Joe Paterno, I'm sure, you know, as a human being, he was shocked and maybe thought, well, this doesn't just, these pieces just don't add up. Should he have done something more? I think that's only a question he can answer. Should have done something more to make sure this guy wasn't abused, somebody else? I think that's a question that I have to live with for the rest of my life. But that's all I really want to say about it, but thank you.
I'm glad you called in.
Yeah,
thank you.
We so appreciate your very, very unique perspective, and thank you very much for the call.